This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. health officials began screening at three airports at San Francisco, Los Angeles, and New York of passengers traveling from Wuhan, a city in central China where viral pneumonia has spread significantly. As of Saturday, the Municipal Health Commission said four people were diagnosed with the virus. The total number of cases is at least 62. Two people have died. On Friday, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said it would send 100 people to the three airports to screen arriving passengers for signs of that illness. They would focus on direct or connecting flights from Wuhan, the city at the heart of the outbreak for now. Iran is sending the black boxes of the Ukrainian passenger plane that its military shot down this month back to Ukraine. Lauren Anthony reports Iranian authorities are also prepared for experts from France, Canada, and the U.S. to examine the data.
The director in charge of accident investigations at Iran's Civil Aviation Organization told Tasnim that the flight data recorder would be sent to France if experts could not read it in Kiev. Iran has faced a deepening crisis abroad and at home over the plane disaster, with authorities taking several days to announce that its military had accidentally shot the plane down. The downing occurred as Iran was on high alert for possible retaliatory action following its strikes on Iraqi bases housing U.S. troops. Those strikes were in revenge for the U.S. killing of top military commander Qasem Soleimani in a drone attack in Baghdad on January 3rd.
And a winter storm that dumped snow and sleet on the Midwest and plains is creating travel headaches after airlines canceled flights and officials shut down major roads. The storm system began moving through the plains in Midwest Friday, leading to trouble at airports in Chicago and Kansas City, expected to spread to the Northeast through this evening. More at VOAnews.com.